President Obama said he was committed to fixing a broken immigration system when he took office in 2009, but believed congressional legislation was the best avenue. The Democrat said he worked with Congress on a bipartisan comprehensive bill that passed the Senate in 2013, but it has not been taken up for a vote in the Republican-controlled House.
But until that happens, there are actions I have the legal authority to take as president, the same kinds of actions taken by Democratic and Republican presidents before me, that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just.
The president's executive actions include additional border security resources and a smoother path for immigrants studying science, technology, engineering, and math in the U.S. to stay. Also, President Obama's plan would temporarily shield some 5 million undocumented immigrants from being deported if they have lived in America for 5 years, have children who are legal residents, pass a criminal background check, and agree to pay taxes. Citizenship and benefits that come with it would not be granted.
I know some of the critics of this action call it amnesty. Well, it's not. Amnesty is the immigration system we have today. Millions of people who live here without paying their taxes or playing by the rules, while politicians use the issue to scare people and whip up votes at election time. That's the real amnesty.
Critics have questioned why President Obama waited until after the election to take action regarding the 12 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S. Western Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern says he was very upset the president didn't take action before the election.
I think he did not do it before the election, in part because there were a lot of Democratic senators up for re-election who pleaded with him not to do it. I thought that was a mistake because, quite frankly, I don't think it would have made a difference in these elections one way or the other. Maybe it might have helped some of these Democratic senators, but the point of the matter is this is not about politics. This is about doing what's right.
Western Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Richard Neal says he would have preferred a legislative solution, saying they are generally more comprehensive than administrative actions.
And I think that what he has been attempting to do is to deal with an issue that is complex from every conceivable perspective, and understanding that maybe, just maybe, this might compel Republicans to find a legislative solution.
Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty says the president's actions should not be a substitute for congressional legislation. The Connecticut Democrat is hopeful the president's action will not create more gridlock as Republicans take control of Congress in January.
This should not be a game of ping pong in which the American people are losing, and we're losing opportunities for job growth, in which we are, you know, dividing and deporting families rather than focusing on what matters most, which is how can we work together to have a thriving economy that has opportunity for all Americans.
Recent polls show while a majority of Americans support immigration reform, they do not believe the president should act on it alone. Esty says that's telling.
That's why Congress needs to act. That's exactly why Congress needs to act.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.